I got to watch some of these scenes being made. Not very many. Wow. I mean, it's, you're in another world when you're watching. And we were in a it was a recreation of a barber shop and pool hall.
In here at Pecosta?
Yeah, right downtown.
Right.
I mean, they turned the streets into dirt, you know, and we provided the dirt from our farm, and, you know, it was great. And then, but, you know, you're sitting in there. Of course, I don't know if you've been around how they make these movies, but they have these shades that are as big as giant tents, but they're all, the lighting is so moved around and so outside, and they have all these Osages and other folks, they're not Osages, taking their place in these old 1920s cars, everything's stopped. And then inside this room, you've got everybody sitting around. And of course, and then you have, in this scenes I saw, De Niro and DiCaprio sitting down. And then the Mr. Scorsese sits there, and then his other, I guess he's assistant director. I don't know what he's actually called, but he's also incredibly talented. And they go, you know, roll sound. And I'm watching this like, wow. And everybody's in there. And he goes, roll sound inside, is what he said. And then they start, and then he gives some other commands. And then so inside is one set of actions and movements. And then he goes, roll sound outside. And some other commands, and just like some magic, everybody out there starts moving according to this prearranged steps and scripts and movements. And I'm telling you, you are there. You are 19, early 20s. You are absolutely there. And then the color, there's a, as you'll see, they went after a certain color. Have you ever seen Gangs of New York?
Yes.
Yeah, and because I went back and watched more of his movies,
right.
And I noticed that he has a sort of like certain colors. I don't know how to say it, but it atones. And I saw it. I saw how they did it. I mean, wow, these guys are so professional.
Okay, so then you watch Leonardo DiCaprio, and what did he call him, Bobby De Niro?
Oh, the first time he said right. He was coming here.
Right. But you saw them work. Did they have to have many retakes?
I'm under a non-disclosure agreement, so I got to be careful. But I can tell you right now, I can tell you what the heck. I'll just tell you. The scene that I liked best that I saw, the answer is no. They went in there. They did a few takes. They sat down. But the preparation to get to that point was unbelievable. The lighting inside, the lighting outside, the people's, where they started, where they sat. And then when those two actors sat down to talk to each other, that second, when those directors said to do this, do that, it's just like a universe just moved, and you were there.
Magic.
It was magic. I saw it. Yeah.
Because there would have been...
and heard it. Yeah.
There would have been scenes, because Leonardo played the part of Ernest Burkhardt, and De Niro plays the part of Bill Hale, and so those two would have naturally interacted.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And tell us, Ernest Burkhardt, real quick, who he was.
Well, this is just in real life. He was the husband of Molly, and Molly's mother died suspiciously. And then Molly's sisters, one by one, died, and their head rights passed to their surviving heirs. And so sister after sister, and this is it's one way how it was done. They would accumulate in the surviving heirs that would have more than one head right, and then people would marry into that family and then have the benefits. That's just historically what happened. How that's portrayed in the movie, you'll have to watch the movie. Or go read the book.
Yeah, I was just going to say that and read the book, right?
Yeah.
Right. Did you meet Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro?
Yes.
And they were... Did you get any time to talk about the movie or
no.
just hi, hello, and that was that?
Well, I did on the screening, the part that we saw, Mr. DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio was also there, and we got to visit a little bit. All of us did. Our language director, Van Bighorst, and several Osages. But as far as just talking to Robert De Niro and Leonardo here, we didn't talk about the movie at all. I mean, we were just nice to meet you. It was great. This is wonderful to meet you. And welcome to Pawhuska. They had trailers out here and then got to go there and just visit a little bit.
Leonardo DiCaprio also stayed in Tulsa at a house.
Well, I don't know where they're spending the night, but I know during the day I met him here.
Yeah. Lily Gladstone plays the part of Molly Burkhart. And we can say that it was Molly's sister, Anna,
mm-hmm.
who disappeared.
One of them.
Right. And that's kind of the genesis of how this thing gets started.
Well, that's the book.
Right.
And the movie, I don't know.
Right.
We didn't see the...
I can only tell you what I read in the book.
Yeah.
Right. And so then it was discovered that Anna's body was found and she had been murdered.
Yes, there were several. And that's over there at the Gray Horse District. That's where this whole story is located. And there are three districts among the Osage, the Gray Horse, Pawhuska, and Hominy.
I think we think of greed. It was greed, which could have easily played into maybe the name of it. Killers of the Flower Moon. Why did he choose that name?
That was a poem, Elise Passion, who is a world-renowned poet. Wrote a poem, and it's toward the end of the book. It is quoted, and that talks about a month. 1 month is the flower moon, I think we're in, right, or coming into. And the killer of the flower moon is, I believe that's June. The Elise does an incredible poem. And by the way, she is the only child of Maria Tallchief of the Gray Horse District. And Maria, as you know, you're nodding your head, was the United States, America's first world-class prima ballerina. And she, the New York Ballet, among others, her sister Marjorie was with the Ballet Russe in Paris. But anyway, Maria is buried over here at the cemetery in Gray Horse, well, in Fairfax, and I was at her funeral. So Elise Passion is an amazing woman. I never personally met her mother, Maria, but I've seen her when I was younger. But she's famous among the Osage.